The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, J.J. Watt. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Why are they fired? Are they so happy to see us today? Is that
maybe
what it is?
Maybe the winning, too.
The winning helps.
Does the winning help? Yeah. What a difference a month makes,
Or does J.J. Watt help?
Oh, and that.
Yeah, I think J.J. Watt helps a lot.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, to have J.J. Watt on the show.
I've heard of him. Anyway, J.J. is on the show tonight. It's Texans Late Night. And we got a big one for you tonight. Big game with the Saints tomorrow. My goodness, can they win four in a row? We're going to talk all about the X's and O's. No, we're not. We're not going to do that at all. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about how to celebrate a victory. Last week, what did they do, DP? What was Bill O'Brien's big prize?
Sweats.
Sweats.
I was totally fine with us wearing sweats on the show, but
I know.
Nobody went for that.
But they did sweats last week on the way home. So they beat the New York Jets last week. How did Bill O'Brien reward the players this time?
All right. Now, last week, I told you, because we were on the road, you could wear your sweats home. You know what it is this week? See you Wednesday!
You know, like last week when he said, you could wear sweats on the way home, he could have said anything, they would have jumped for joy. This time it's like, see you Wednesday, which
that's
is actually
a big
nice.
Deal. That's a big deal to not have to come in for 2 days. But how is he going to top that next week?
But guess what? They're all in anyway on Monday. It's just that it's voluntary, you know, and they come in anyway because they need treatment. They want to get refreshed, you know, the building has all the amenities.
Yeah, we were asking Dwayne about this. I said, Dwayne, do you really take Monday off? He said, no, I'm still in the building. But, you know, everything's on their schedule.
Yeah.
You don't have to come in.
Don't have to get up as early. You don't meet right away and all of that. But they all come in to get the playbook plugged in and all that stuff on their tablets. So.
Also, not all of them had to wait till Wednesday. A few of the guys, we saw Tuesday. We saw Xavier Sufila. Mm-hmm. And Derek Newton, who showed up at the Verizon Player Show. And, of course, we had to ask them the hard-hitting questions like, what TV show are you watching these days?
Okay. I have Martin. It's a classic.
Okay.
And I've been watching Walking Dead for a minute now.
I've been a Law & Order SVU fan for many, many years.
Like 100
and
years.
I still love it, yeah.
Does it get different year after year? I don't know how they keep it
they
fresh.
I mean, they just keep changing the detectives and... You know, all that, but the one who stays strong is Mariska Hargitay, you know, so she's always there.
Okay, so later on, I ask Derek Newton about, you know, Martin, that's such an old school show. I say, it's like me saying I watched the Brady Bunch. He said, oh, yeah, I watched Brady Bunch, too.
They watch all those shows.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
All those old school shows.
But SVU, I
can't
believe
that. Why is that so surprising to you?
It's on all the time, and they all look the same. How is it different? He said, well, the detectives are different every year.
Yeah, they change out some of the cast members. There you go. But it was great to see those guys out there. How about me? Like, I'm drinking water and stuff. That's a different kind of TV. You know, we're doing a radio show that we happen to shoot for some television stuff.
At 8 in the morning. So
yes.
It's not pretty, but
yes,
it's a lot of fun. I love getting the players out there.
Well, it's not a short week, but it is a holiday week. And that means you're looking at Thanksgiving, which can be a distraction to the football operation. And Coach Ebenezer O'Brien was asked about holiday season and Thanksgiving in particular.
You know, I told the staff today, like, I love these holidays and stuff, you know, but I'm not a huge holiday guy. I'm not caring about Thanksgiving too much. I'm really concerned about getting ready for New Orleans. I'm all for happy Thanksgiving, you know, but, like, it's time to go here.
You know, as a break check, pump the brakes kind of moment, I think if he had said, I love Thanksgiving, I want everybody to have turkey, we're going to have a big turkey here, that would have been the pump the brakes moment. I wasn't surprised at all his reaction.
No, I love when he talks about the holidays, because you know he hates the holidays. They just really just get in the way of what he's trying to do.
It's funny.
He says he doesn't hate them, but...
You know,
it's just so, it's so him.
But it does. I don't want to say holidays are a distraction. You know, some college coaches have been asked about that. Are classes a distraction to football coach? You know, in college coaching circles, but for the NFL, You do. I mean, you have Christmas. Christmas is going to be on a Friday this year. New Year's is going to be on a Friday. They've got work to do. Those are practice days, right?
He's letting them go home a little bit early. Mm-hmm. And the coaches will go home in time for dinner, maybe 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
They'll still work. They'll still practice on Thanksgiving Day, for sure.
He said the coaches get to stay till, well, get to leave at about 6 o'clock.
That's an early day.
Yeah.
An early day for the coaches.
It's like European Thanksgiving dinner or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, someone who's not leaving early, J.J. Mm-hmm. Watt. He's coming up next. You're not going to want to go anywhere. But first, would you rather?
Would you rather sing the national anthem at an event or dance in a movie?
See, now, I'm talented. I think, at least, I'm talented in both areas. If you ask my wife, she'll say no.
I'll do a dance in a movie. My vocal cords are not the best at all, so.
A dance in a movie, because those movies have as many takes as you need to get it right. That national anthem, yeah, you don't get a do-over.
Do a dance in a movie. It's not live. You can redo it, recut it.
I'd rather dance than sing, because I probably have a better shot of, I got a little rhythm to me, whereas singing, I'm only in the shower.
Oh, I think I'd rather do a dance in a movie. At least I get to practice a few times.
I've sung and danced on television before, so I'll take that one, because singing in front of 80,000 people with my voice would not be good.